At the first meeting in January, the commission goes through a reorganization process. In our form of government in the state of Kansas, which is cities of the first class, we have five elected officials, and they're elected at large. So, in other words, larger cities or sometimes county government would be divided up into districts or wards, and so an elected official would represent a specific district or an area of town. That isn't the case in cities of the first class in Kansas. Your elected officials represent the entire city, and so you know, on a baseline, they're really kind of five equals, five peers. However, they do decide among themselves who's going to chair the meetings, and then they also, and that person assumes the title of mayor. Then they also choose someone annually to be the vice chairperson, who assumes the title of vice mayor. And so historically in Garden City, that's rotated among the commission based on how they fare in their elections. So every 2 years, there's three seats up. The top two seats get a four-year term. The third seat gets a two-year term. So if you win a four-year term and you're the top vote getter, in your third year, you would serve as mayor. If you're the second top vote getter in your fourth year, you would serve as mayor. So that part isn't in the statute. That part isn't even in local ordinance. That's just really been the practice, and it's only been deviated from on one exception. And so for the most part, the commission has stayed with that practice. They stayed with it yesterday, which means Troy Unruh, who had been mayor in 2020, his term as mayor is over. He's still a commissioner, though. The new mayor had previously been the vice mayor. That's Roy Cessna. This is the second time around for him being mayor. The new vice mayor is Shannon Dick, and this is his first time serving in that capacity.